ప్రశ్నవుతి స్టార్ట్ రిమంబరింగ్ అవిద్యాయామందరే వర్తమానాః స్వయం ధీరాః పండితం మన్యమానాః దద్రమ్యమానాః పరియంతి మూఢాః అంధేనైవ నియమానాయదంతాః. It's poetic the explosive poetry in him. He goes on thinking, what a pity. Here is a boy of 8 years old. I have seen white-bearded, erudite scholars applauded and appreciated all over the world as a great Hindu missionary. But avidyayamantare vartamana. They live all their life in avidya only. Avidya, not knowing the higher reality, tempted away by the sense objects. Living in the plurality only. Vartamana. But swayam dhiraha panditam manyamana. But themselves, if you ask them, Swami, why are you living in this dirty life? Dirty life? What are you talking about? I'm living in Shivo. Swayam, by themselves, manyamanaha, consider themselves as panditam, great pandits. And such people is dangerous. Even if you touch them a little, ask one question, they will flood you with quotations. They have learned them all. And you admire. What a pandit. That whole stomach is full of Veda. Everything comes up. Panditam manyamaya, considering themselves as great erudite scholars, but living only at the realm of ignorance, spiritual ignorance. They know no direct experience and therefore they live only. They have got ideas which the book is dead, and they have got intelligence, therefore they have learned it all. They can repeat it and prattle it, but themselves are living in egocentric sense gratifications. Dadramyamanaha paryanti mudhaha, they go in crooked ways. Paryanti mudhaha, going round and round, mudhaha, fools. Never reaching the higher, but only in sense gratifications. They are erudite. They are great thinkers or great students of the scriptural literature. They are only professors of philosophy, but no unfoldment in themselves. You may keep all the knowledge in the head, but the heart is still stupid. See? And not only that, that you damn yourself. Andhenaiva niyamanayadantaha. They lead others. Those who are fascinated by his eloquence. Those who are fascinated by the depth of his wisdom. The vastness of his erudition. They follow the poor fellow. And he himself is in ignorance. And the entire procession is, how sad! The blind leading the blind. One is eloquently blind, the other is silently blind. Because they have nothing to talk, they don't know scripture. They have the meaning. You may learn all the scriptures, you may have the frock or the giriwa cloth, the uniform of master. But if the master himself has no direct vision of the higher, the rest is only book knowledge. And he will be living the foul, fiendish, ordinary life of sensuality. And he moving and others following. Alas, andheneva niyamanayadantha. This procession is as sad as a blind man leading the blind. The leader also is blind. Follower also is blind. But follower goes on touching each other shoulder to shoulder. So the leader slips and falls into a well. The whole thing goes, why? Is it? that blind leading the blind is also the example that is Jesus has used in the Bible. But that doesn't mean that don't say that, no, therefore Jesus must have come in India and studied Kathopanishad and all that. Don't. That is all meant for other people, research scholars. All that we understand is that all mighty men who have reached that height, when they describe the truth, there will be very many parallelisms. Because they are describing the same experience. You go to the Liberty, what is a statue, and 20 people go there, and when they come back, and when they write what they have experienced or what they saw, don't you think that many of the sentences will be one and the same? Thereby, can you say that they copied it? Hey, it's not necessary. All that we know is, he must have gone and directly seen it. In the same way, many people come to Taj Mahal in India. And every, what is that, tourist cannot leave that place without taking a snap. So everybody's house who has gone to India, there will be a picture of the Taj Mahal. And I see in your album the picture. Oh, the same thing I saw in my brother's house. Probably you got a copy from him. Hey, it need not be a copy because he also went to the same place and snapped in. Similarly, the masters, when they score high and reach a certain level, the experience is common. Whether it's Islam or Buddhism or Jainism, Sikhism or Christianity or Hinduism. Once you transcend the mind and intellect, that realm is one without a second. The experience of that realm is not depending upon the race or the caste or the color, the climatic conditions or the geographical area or historical period. It is infinite truth. So, andheneva niyamana yadandhaha, just as the blind led by the blind, these people, this is all is soliloquy.